This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
The guests on the show. So, because you are listeners, you are members, it's you, the community, that keeps this type of programming on the air 24 hours a day, all year long. Because it's you that accomplished this, we are inviting you to join the program today because we are doing What's Your Jihad Day? Today we want to hear from listeners, what is your jihad? There is a project, the My Jihad Project. You may have heard of them. We spoke with Angie Amara at My Jihad a while back, and she's with us again this morning. Good morning, Angie. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We are so happy to have you on with us. We are going to invite listeners to call up, and because it's a very short program, I keep it really short, one sentence. But if you can put your jihad in one sentence, tell us what your jihad is. This can be anything, anything from your jihad might be raising money for KBOO, Community Radio, during the spring membership drive. Jihad could be you care passionately about working to do something about homelessness. Your jihad could be the environment. Your jihad could be stopping coal exports. There are a great many other ways that jihad is expressed than what we have been pushed to accept by mainstream media, that has used that word to manipulate people and drum up fear and a sense of isolation and confusion around it. Angie, could you let listeners know what some examples of what's my jihad?
Yeah, sure.
What's your jihad?
I have a really personal one. I have a son who has a rare disease, so my jihad is basically keeping my family together and keeping it together basically through his battling the disease. Other people, everyday type of struggles, like losing weight and battling diseases and, providing for your families. These are all kinds of jihads that my friends, have let me know. I just found out about another, a good friend of mine who just found out about her daughter having leukemia. So that's her jihad right now.
And hang on. The number to call, if you want to call in and tell us what your jihad is 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. That number will get you Sam in the air room, and he will put you on the air, because we know that you're sitting there next to the telephone getting ready to make that call, 877-500-5266, or you're sitting at your computer getting ready to become a member of KBOO, so you're already there at the telephone. So call up, tell us, what is your jihad? Angie, give us some more examples.
Yeah, we have someone on the team that does a lot of interfaith work. So her jihad is, as the ads have shown, is building friendships across the aisle, reaching across the aisle and talking to people, dialoguing more. I mean, I can't say how thrilled we are to see you picking up this proper definition of the word jihad and implementing it in your, with your station the way that you are. I mean, because basically it's a struggle. So you're struggling right now to raise money for your station. That is a valid jihad. Anything to get to a better place is what we try to share and explain through this campaign. We have so many jihads. We post them online. I'm trying to think off the top of my head right now.
There's jihad against urban and inner city problems. There's jihad against expensive and inaccessible health care. Some people's jihad is single payer. I know a great many people whose jihad is single payer. There's a Zakat Foundation. I don't know how many listeners know what Zakat is. It's when you give money in support and expect nothing whatsoever in return. Very, very often it's completely anonymous. It's jihad against poverty. There's a there's Jihad Against Domestic Violence. These are expressed through various organizations who've taken up a particular cause, and that cause is a jihad. Whatever your cause is, if it's spiritually driven, if the energy behind it comes from the heart, that's your jihad. Call us right now, 503-231-8187. Call us. Tell us, what is your jihad?
You said it perfectly, Chris. And we just launched a video contest, too, where we had people do their own express their jihads in video form. And the first place winner was someone, basically his jihad was positive with everything negative going on around him in regards to what's happening in Syria. So, you know, you're right. It's both local and it's, you know, as global as you know, from both extremes, you know. It's just whatever you're struggling to get to a better place.
Okay, Holly is on the line with her Gia. Good morning, Holly. What is your Gia? Wait, I should let Angie do this. Ask Angie, go ahead. Ask the caller.
Yeah, we'd love to know what your jihad is. What do you struggle with?
My jihad is keeping fluoride out of our water. I don't want the government to put it in my water because I have a health issue, and so do many other people, especially people with disabilities. And so yes. I will be on the bridge at Hawthorne at between 4 and 5 on the Hawthorne Bridge. We will be demonstrating because we don't want the government to put any additives in our water.
Good. Holly, thank you so much. Perfect example. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we can take other calls at 503-231-8187. We know you're there because you're getting ready to become a... And we've got Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Chris. My jihad is to save the sweet waters of Osprey Springs from Nestle International Waters. They're trying to confiscate our waters for a stinking bottled water plant.
Hey, Sam, that is brilliant. Thank you so much. That is exactly what we are talking about here. Jihad is it's a personal commitment to service, to patience, to determination, and taking the higher road. It's a very beautiful word. Try saying it. Call us right now and just say that. My jihad. Reclaim that word. It doesn't belong to people who want to use it to terrorize people. It doesn't belong to extremists who use it with hate. It's a very beautiful word. And, okay, we're waiting for more people to call in. Tell us, what is your jihad? You can call us right now and then... you can become a member of KBOO. That too could be your jihad. All those people who called up who support community radio. This is a form of jihad because we do put all our heart and soul into this effort. Cherry, go ahead.
Hi, Chris. Yes, to enforce the previous caller, we do not want fluoride in our water. Our city council voted that in last September, and on the May ballot, we will have the referendum, so encourage people to vote fluoride out.
Thank you so much for that, Cherry.
And they can register to vote until April 3rd. So if they're not registered, get a form now at the election office or at the post office.
And in a sense of voting, if it were on the up and up in this country, but it is a form of jihad as well because you do express something that you feel very deeply and very strongly about. I think the thing about jihad is it's very personal. It's a very personal commitment. Angie, we're completely out of time. Can anything else that you would like to let listeners know?
You said it perfectly. This is fantastic. We're going to be posting it, and you're right. The moment it becomes violent, it is no longer jihad. So thank you, and good luck with all of your jihads, and this is wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks again. That was Angie Morrow with My Jihad Project. We'll put a link to the website on the KBOO website, and it's now time to speak with other friends, fellow volunteers, fellow members out there in the membership room who have come in because this is their jihad, is to help KBOO raise the money.
Well, yes. our jihad here at KBOO is to give voice to all the others
that everybody has. And we have a lot of different members, and they all have their own struggles and causes that they believe in. And KBOO can kind of give voice to all of them because we share them all. And the way to do that, the way to contact KBOO is to call 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. And while you're there, check out our poster of the day. We have a kind of a contest where you can win a print of a historic KBOO poster. I think today's is Pete Seeger when he was here in Portland and several many years ago. But and if you win, you get this poster and you can frame it and hang it on your wall. Remind you of all the good things that KBOO brings you. So give us a call, 877-500-5266, or come on down to 20 Southeast 8th and come and see. We have 2 minutes to support Air Cascadia, so give us a call right now. We need you, and we hope that you need us. We try to have a kind of a synergistic relationship here. KBOO, this is your radio station, folks, but we need to keep it on the air. So give us a call. Don't delay. We have just about another minute for Air Cascadia, and then we go on to our next show, part of this News and Public Affairs Day. Oh, by the way, earlier we had Robert Jensen. I believe we have one more copy of his book, Arguing for Our Lives, A User's Guide to Constructive Dialogue. That is yours for a $60 minimum pledge. One copy left there. So we have, also we have for a $120 pledge, we have KBOO's 4-gig audio flash drive, like a little station all in one little flash drive. You can plug it in, listen to it at your convenience. And now it is time to continue with News and Public Affairs Day. Over to you, Sam.
Thank you, Pear. Coming up, we will hear a speech from Democracy Now! Host Amy Goodman on the silenced majority. This was recorded at a benefit for KBOO on October 25th, 2012 at the historic Bob White Theater. Stay tuned.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Well, first, I want to thank Dennis Moynihan, without whom this book wouldn't be possible, the day every week we spend working on this column. This journey, this 100-city tour would not have been possible, though I can't sometimes tell whether to thank him or... I mean, it's amazing, and we're at over City 60, and I think that's a very good thing, until I said to someone, I said, I think we're at like 61, and they said, oh, really? So only 39 cities to go? I found that a very negative comment. The first community radio station we held a fundraiser for on this 100 city trip right after the Republican convention was WSLR in Sarasota, Florida. Then we went on to WMNF, big community radio station in Tampa. So at SLR, we'd come right from the Republican convention that Friday. We were about 20 minutes late. And I said, oh my goodness, by that estimate, by the 100th city, we'll be months late. And just a huge thank you to KBOO just for being there, for being a sanctuary of dissent, for being there for not only the people of Portland, but of course online, to be there to provide a forum for people to speak for themselves that focuses on local voices, but also looks at the greater global community. And I want to thank Nick Story and the historic Bob White Theater. What a thrill it is to be here. And my colleague and friend, Miriam Barnard. It's wonderful to see her again here in Portland. Wow, it is just great to be here. So let's start with... Let's start with, well, where the journey began at the Republican convention. And, you know, there was this hurricane threatened, and they thought it could close down the Republican convention. My colleague at Democracy Now!, Steve Martinez, said, "Do you think it's a legitimate hurricane?" And, of course, you know what he's referring to, Todd Akin, the Missouri senatorial candidate who's challenging Claire McCaskill for her Senate seat. Republicans are not happy he's continuing in this battle because of a local interview he did with a reporter when he said women who are legitimately raped don't get pregnant. So when Steve asked if it's a legitimate hurricane, Julie Crosby, our general manager, said, "Well, if it is legitimate, not to worry. Tampa will just shut down and won't allow any water in." So the convention did take place. It was cut short by a day. And we started our work outside the convention in Romneyville. That was modeled on the Hoovervilles and the protests that happened that first day, and then inside the convention. And my colleague Mike Burke, senior producer at Democracy Now!, and Honey Massoud, our video producer, who leaps tall buildings in a single bound, made their way through the corridors of the corporate suites to follow the money. And they bumped into Sheldon Adelson. You know who Sheldon Adelson, and he is the Vegas casino magnate who's been investigated for corruption and bribery with his Macau casinos. And he has promised to give something like $100 million in this first post-Citizens United election. This is so serious. I mean, I was speaking in Nevada City on Thursday night, and a guy came up to me afterwards and said, "Why do you call it Citizens United?" Well, that's the name of the group, you know, that had their case taken to the Supreme Court. He said, "Call it Corporations United." In this first post-Citizens United election, we won't know where the money is coming from in this election. The parties promised to spend billions of dollars. So when Mike Burke bumped into Mr. Adelson,